It is the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlasis right here on 720 WGN. All right, Senator Dick Durbin is joining us now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And I would, Senator, there's nothing to see here. Just move along. Let's start with let's start with Roy Moore, who now there's a new poll out that came out today that says that he may be 12 points back against the Democrat. In your estimation, should Roy Moore step aside, or is it better for Democrats in your side of the aisle that he stays in this thing?
We have a good candidate. And I think he can win, and as long as Moore is in the race, his chances of winning are stronger. This is up to the people of Alabama to decide. But certainly there are a lot of folks in this town of Washington and around the country that are saying this man should never be in the Senate.
Well, there are a few things that have come out, too, just even the last 24 hours. The mall allegations, that he was kicked out of a mall back in the day. Even Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham, came out to say that. That doesn't seem right, if that's true, that somebody would
he
be
was on a watch list in a mall for being
was kicked out, or for harassing young women.
And at the time, I think he was a county prosecutor, if I'm not mistaken. I may have that
right.
I may not
I think
be
that sounds
accurate,
right.
But I think that's right. And to think that he was asked not to come to the mall in the town where he's the county prosecutor. That's a little. If that's fact, he's denied everything from start to finish. But if some of these things can be verified, it really makes for the case that something was going on in this man's life that has raised serious questions about his fitness for office.
The president of the Senate has just floated the idea of Jeff Sessions maybe running as a write-in candidate because he would be a sort of an easier name for Alabamans to remember and stuff like that. What are your thoughts on that?
Bizarre. This is unusual for a senator who is given the second or third highest post in the United States of America as attorney general to be asked to leave it after less than a year to come back and run for the Senate again. Something is very unusual about this situation. And I think it reflects the fact that maybe the president wants a new attorney general. For myself, from my personal point of view, I'm less concerned about who the attorney general is than whether Bob Mueller is going to finish his investigation. I worry that this is part of a strategy to derail his investigation. Whatever Mr. Mueller comes up with, I'll accept because I think he's a professional. But if this is a subtle strategy to put in a new attorney general who would then fire him, I wouldn't want to see that happen.
Do you think the DOJ is operating with full effectiveness here? Do you think it's been politically compromised in any way?
I think it has. When the president says to Lester Holt, well, I fired Comey because he was on this Russian investigation. That really gets to the heart of our Constitution and whether anyone, president included, is above the law. What the president said was getting too close for comfort, so I fired him. That is an admission no president has ever made. And then we have this request from Republicans in Congress to renew the investigation of Hillary Clinton, crooked Hillary, and all the stuff they used to say about her. That is rarely, if ever, done by members of Congress, encouraging the Department of Justice to start an investigation. We try to keep the department and the FBI and those agencies above politics. We don't always do it, but we try to. And this is an overt effort to use the department politically.
And it is interesting, by the way, that speaking of that issue of the Uranium One deal, even Shepard Smith from the Fox News Channel yesterday did a piece about 5 minutes where he explained the Uranium One deal in the aftermath of something the president had said about it a while ago. While on the campaign trail, the president tried to boil it down based on the argument that was made about the uranium deal being dirty in a book that came out about Clinton money during the campaign. And basically, Shepard Smith from the Fox News Channel debunked the entire argument that this was a criminal conspiracy, the Uranium One deal. Now, when it comes to other issues about the emails and all of that, that's one thing. But the Uranium deal, Uranium One deal, you even saw Jeff Sessions yesterday in the House hearing push back and say to one of the congressmen who you're referring to, Senator, saying, why aren't you going after her? Why aren't you going after her? And he's like, listen, you got
to
know what the facts are. This is
right.
Sessions
you have
saying
grounds
to him,
for that.
You have to
That's
know
right.
what this is. And it does appear that there doesn't seem to be any there, even if the Fox News Channel says it.
Do you have any lingering questions about that, Senator, about the Uranium One deal?
Or
do you think anything further needs to be investigated?
No, I don't. And it's based on everything I know now, and I have to agree with Jeff Sessions. You have some facts we don't know, let's hear them. If not, the suspicion is not enough. And what I've read really just dismisses this as anything serious. This is part of a fog machine. Because this investigation involving Manafort and others, Papadopoulos and others, continues, and Jeff Sessions has to come before a Republican House Judiciary Committee and explain contradictions in his testimony, many are trying to create another scenario. You know, follow the shiny object. I'm moving it away from where you're currently looking. And I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
What about the tax plan, Senator? We heard some more pushback from a few Republican senators today. Ron Johnson out of Wisconsin is concerned that this benefits corporations over small businesses. You see a little bit of pushback on deficit concerns from the other side, and even Susan Collins saying this repeal of the mandate, the Obama individual mandate, is a problem for her because of how many people would result from that being kicked off insurance or not have insurance. Do you feel this is anywhere near going to be passed, or there's a lot of confidence from leadership?
It's hard to predict at this point what's going to happen, but it's going to happen in the next several weeks. Consider this: the Senate tax reform bill was disclosed to the public just last Friday. It's the first time we've seen the bill in writing. And now the committee is currently having hearings on the bill and will shortly start to consider amendments. Last night at 10:30, the Republican chairman of the committee said, oh, we're going to change the bill. And he changed it and put in this new provision eliminating the individual mandate under health insurance. A pretty dramatic change that takes health insurance away, we estimate, from 13 to 14 million Americans.
Almost immediately, right? Isn't that the issue?
Well,
because
a lot of these
numbers that we hear about.
Incentive.
Yeah, go ahead.
Once there's no penalty or incentive to buy health insurance, many will not, for financial reasons or because they think they're invincible. We know what's going to happen to some of them. They're going to end up very sick, needing care, and not have health insurance. But this is one way to avoid paying a subsidy for their premiums if they're lower or middle income, and putting that money toward a tax cut. The tax cuts, first and foremost, benefit the wealthiest people in our country. If every Republican tax plan starts with changing the estate tax, it's a tell, as they say on poker on television. It's a tell. If they are going to give relief to the estate tax, it's for someone who has an estate worth more than $11 million when they die. That's darn few. Like one out of every 1,000 Americans qualifies. So what they're doing is giving tax breaks to the wealthy. Some working people will see a tax cut. Others will see a tax increase, particularly in Illinois, where we're going to have to pay a tax on a tax, the double taxation, which the Republican plan calls for. And so at the end of the day, I can understand even Republicans throwing up their hands and saying, slow this train down. Let's see what's on board. Let's not do things we're going to regret.
Quickly about the president's trip to Asia, did you think that some total there, it was positive for America, neutral, negative?
It was kind of a mixed message. Part of the message was, listen, this is America first. When it comes to trade, we do what's best for our own selves and the heck with the other guy. But when it comes to security and controlling North Korea, we've got to stand together. Well, some of these Asian countries are puzzled. They said, so we stand together when you need us for threats in the neighborhood, but we don't stand together when it comes to working out a trade agreement. So it was a mixed message going in. I don't think the president pulled it off very cleanly.
All right. We will leave it there. Senator, thank you very much. Appreciate
Thanks,
it,
Senator
as
David.
Always.
All right. Good to see you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, sir.